Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit you instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Be seated and good morning.
Good morning.
This kind of beautiful day makes me want to take off to the mountains and hike. My son and I hiked the north and south rims of the Grand Canyon in the summer of 2016. I was inspired by a speech given by one of my students at Embry Riddle that year. He and his father were planning to hike the Camino de Santiago from France to Spain, the Walk of St. James, and now my son, Tommy, was actually excited about hiking with his mom. God is so good. We returned to the North Rim and Utah in the fall of 2017, this time with my younger daughter, Allison. We also visited Bryce and Zion and stayed in Kanab. The next summer, we spent several wonderful days hiking in the Smoky Mountains. But our hiking adventure that was planned for the summer of 2019 to Olympic National Park never happened. COVID-19 did. Now I'm out of shape. My boots, my wool socks, my backpack, my poles, they're all still packed away in a box in the closet. Hopefully not for long. I still walk the short trails in my neighborhood, and sometimes I hike out of Doris Lieber Preserve. But to get the mileage and the elevation, you really have to leave Florida. It's hiking to new vistas that I love. The careful, intentional placement of hiking poles and feet along the way, and the scenic beauty of God's creation just blows me away. Charles Bunyan in the Smokies, the Whitforce Trail on the north rim of the Grand Canyon, and Inspiration Point at Bryce. But hiking is hard work for me. I'm a victim of years of secondhand smoke, so breathing gets challenging. I often feel like I can't fill my lungs up enough, so I have to stop and catch my breath. And then there's the hydration issue. You know, they tell you that if you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated. So we have water bladders in our backpacks that have a handy tube that clips near your mouth so you can just bite the opening and water flows through. No need to stop, no need to open a water bottle, no need to fill a cup. And at the trailhead of the North Kaibab Trail in the canyon, there is a water spigot that provides clean, cool water from the Havasu River and Falls that is the best water anywhere, and it is never ending. All of these factors of hiking came to mind for me in today's reading from the New Testament, both the reading from Ephesians and the Gospel of John. Hiking itself, how we walk, breathing, how we keep on, remaining hydrated, how our spirits are replenished with living water. Each facet, walking, breathing, replenishment, are all dependent on God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, as we are reminded in the collect for today. O God, we cannot exist without you. So let's focus on hiking or walking for a minute. The letter to the Ephesians is somewhat like marching orders for us. The first part of chapter 4, which is not found in today's reading, explains that we are to walk in unity with one another. Don't try to do this alone. We need each other to lend a hand when the terrain is difficult, when the elevation proves too steep or the trail too challenging. Life is like that, isn't it? Castillo folk call this Altrea. Keep on, help each other. Keep fighting the good fight, or in this case, hiking the good hike. We are here to assist one another and share in that adventure. The second half of chapter 4, part of which we read this morning, is to walk in newness, the newness of life. I don't think it means the newness of hiking gear, although I love to buy new stuff, but rather to realize that this experience, like this part of the hike that we're on this morning, right now, has never happened before. This moment is alive right now for us, should we choose to embrace that. Oh, that moment is gone, and here we are in another new moment. Now that one is gone, and a new moment, you get the idea. We get to bask in his love. And like the confessional prayer in Bright One states, we get to walk in the newness of life to the glory of his name. Every minute is totally awesome. Or it can be if we recognize it. The end of the reading from Ephesians for today bids us to walk in love as Christ taught us. Paul, of course, bashes us over the head with his don'ts. Don't lie, don't let anger get the best of you, don't steal, don't talk trash, and forgive each other as you have been forgiven in Christ. We can say all of that in a more positive way. Be truthful with one another. Be generous. Build each other up. And, of course, forgive one another as he has forgiven us. And the last part of chapter 5, Ephesians tells us to walk in the light, like one of my favorite hymns. I want to walk as a child of the light. So, there we have our marching orders, if you will. We are to hike through this world in the newness of life, in unity, in love, and in the light of Christ. Along the way, we will need to stop to catch our breath sometimes, especially when adversity, trials, or tribulations occur. We stop. We be still. We know that the Holy Spirit is with us. And that reminds me of another favorite hymn, number 508. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. So let us not forget to drink in the Holy Spirit daily, before we get to the point when we realize that we're thirsty, because you know what that means. We're already dehydrated. We have a never-ending fountain of living water that is Jesus Christ, if we believe in him. Because he tells us in the Gospel of John this morning that he is the bread of life, and whoever believes in him shall not perish. We heard that same verse, verse 35, at the end of last week's gospel reading, and it begins today's, so it must be worth repeating. We have that living water in our backpack bladder already, if we believe him. For me, believing all that he tells us, and all that he has done for us, and all that he promises us, sometimes proves to be very challenging in the light of how this world is, how this world's stories are often passed off as truth. So I ask you like I ask myself. Do you believe that he loves you? Back in 1998, in this very church, Father Brennan Manning, author of the Ragamuffin Gospel, was a guest speaker. He asked the same question in his sermon. I know, I took notes in the back of the study Bible I was using at the time. He centered his sermon on that very idea. Do you believe that he loves you? At the time, I wasn't very pleased with myself. So he got my attention when he explained that a Christian cannot afford self-loathing. It is a form of idolatry. He said that God loves you and me so very much that he would rather have his son die for our sake than live without us. Quote, for the love of you, I left my father's side and lived a scorned and crucified life. Manning then said, this is not a joke, Jesus' love for you. The day you experience what the love of Christ really is, you will be forever changed. Cry the gospel with your life. When I get stuck with the belief part, I remember that sermon, and I take my cue from Jeremiah. You will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. So, I challenge you, like I challenge myself. Let us take a hike for the rest of our lives with Christ. Let us walk in unity, helping each other along the way. Let's walk in the newness of life, recognizing how very precious each moment really is. Let's walk in the love of Christ, believing in him with our whole being, with every fiber of our body. Not just sometimes or on Sunday when we feel holy, but strive to have every moment, every breath, every step be guided by him, orchestrated by him. Let's allow ourselves to be filled with his Holy Spirit, knowing that he is the bread of life, the living water, and we will never thirst. Let the Father draw you into the hike of a lifetime. It's an adventure you don't want to miss. Please pray with me. Dear Father, Abba, thank you for this life and your unconditional love. You meet us wherever we are on this trail. Please show us how to walk through each new day. Help us to be still long enough to know you, so that we may catch our breath, allowing you to fill us with your Holy Spirit. Be with us, we pray, and help us to seek you with our whole heart, so that we find you and know that you are always hiking with us. And may we always delight in your will and walk in your way to the glory of your name through Jesus Christ.